So I just met this kid, Vulcan.
Yep.
He's does YouTube content as well. Is there a place where they could find you if they wanted to check you out?
Not right now.
Not right now.
But currently my TikTok name is Vulcan Talks.
Okay.
So it might change maybe in like a day or two, but for now, that's it.
Perfect. So we can look at Vulcan, V-O-L-T-O-N.
K-A-N.
Vulcan. V-O-L-K-A-N.
Yes.
Talks. Perfect. So you guys can check him out on TikTok, and he's going to be my cameraman today,
yes,
which
sir.
I appreciate Vulcan for doing that. I came out here not expecting much of anything.
There you go.
And then this guy's like, hey, I'll help you out. So let's go find some people, ask them some thoughts and opinions, and see what we can get.
Let's do it.
Perfect. In this episode, you will see a conversation that I had with a college student who is already aware of Dale Carnegie, self-development, personal growth, and he had a very insightful mindset that I don't run across every single day. He seems to know more than a lot of people at his age, and it goes to show you that age is only a number. You can be 19, you can be 35, you could be 27. If you want to change, if you want to do something different, you can. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation. And make sure you follow so you never miss another one.
I'm really working on myself, trying to be better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And just the things I've learned along the way, because I've read many books, I'm still reading many books, I've been doing so much research and just experimenting on myself, seeing what works, and I just want to share some of that.
Yeah.
On my main. Oh. I also want to have a second one where I'm like just vlogging and stuff, you know?
And that's so like when you were doing your TikTok videos, you're kind of in person, like, or you're in your, like, just in a normal room or whatever it may be doing those, and then wanting to transition to the Vulcan, like the outbound or like vlogging type of videos?
Yes. Right now the main thing is I'm just trying to practice my videography, mm-hmm, and cinematography, because those are things I'm really into right now. And also just like get the voiceovers along the way. So I've just been, whenever I get the chance, I just set up the camera, just film some stuff, and then usually sometimes I just sit, think to myself, write down stuff I could talk about, and then last night I sat down and recorded like this whole script and started editing it, and it's like 10% of it is like me talking in my room, and like the other 90% is just gonna be clips of me like doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that is a work in progress. But practice makes perfect.
Practice does make perfect, because you've been doing this for how long, would you say that?
Honestly, I just started. Like, I had an older camera. I started with that about like a month ago. And then I was so into it that I was like, you know what? I'm going to make an investment, bought a nicer camera. So now I'm just trying to make it work with school, life, and doing what I want to.
Yeah, I feel like that's where I one of my buddies would get hung up, because he's like, I can't edit or do drawing or whatever it is because he had too much going on.
Right.
So it almost sounds like he found a way to be able to balance that, which is
I'm trying, that's for sure. Right now it's university, there's a lot of work to do to keep up with this stuff, but that's where I'm like really trying to develop myself even further. And the main reason I'm doing Project 50 to like fully build like my discipline and just have control over my mind. Therefore, I'm not like procrastinating like most of the week, and then the last 2 days of the week, I'm just cramming homework, because that's how it's been for the first month of school, and I learned my lesson from that very quickly. But yeah. Now it's more, I'm trying to take control over my life and not just letting it flow as it wishes, you know?
And I'm guessing that that's... You almost, like when I did that as well, when I started to take control, I started to feel much more, I feel like confident, comfortable, and like just more at peace.
Right. Those are definitely things I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Because, dude, social media, I feel like it just pushes us like, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do this.
Right.
When it's just like, if you just take a step back and kind of just breathe and take it day by day, I almost feel like it's a whole lot easier doing it that way.
Right. That's also one of the main motivators of why I want to be like making a talking channel.
It's not that hard of a process.
Because everyone's always just like, especially on social media right now, there's like this whole self-improvement trend going on, you know? And everyone's just like, you should be doing better, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Like you said, And that's just too much, especially if you're just at the beginning. That's too much for someone. And it was definitely too much for me, which is why it took so long for me to like smooth out the improvement curve. And I'm just now starting to feel like this curve is finally like starting to rise much higher. So that's what I want to do, like share my experiences and how I've been managing to improve myself and not have it just all too much in my brain, you know?
Was there, so like the books was one. Was there other things that you've also done to help you improve yourself in specific areas then?
Yeah, so at first I started reading a lot because I didn't know where to start. So I just started reading a little bit from everything until I could find the genre of what I wanted to or what I needed to focus on. And then once I found that genre, I was also able to like start doing research on YouTube and start just binging through videos.
Dude, I did the exact same thing myself. Like I read the book called The One Thing, and that helped me learn about focus.
I know that book.
It's a great book. Highly recommend that book. And then there's all these other books that I started reading, like how to negotiate, how to sell, how to communicate, like never eat alone type of thing. And I was like, I just got introduced to this whole new world that I never knew existed.
Right.
And I do feel like a lot of personal development and self-help is conveyed in a wrong way. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, you need to do all these things. I'm starting to understand that it's just like if you just do one thing, it's a whole lot easier than doing like 100 things at once type of thing.
Right. I found that for some people it works when like this new social media stuff. For some people it works because I have a friend that lives pretty far in the States, but for him it helped a lot, but his mental was also in the dumps.
Yeah.
But again, like for some people it really does help, but there's also a huge group of people that can't really do much when there's someone just up their ass telling them, do this, do that, do that. Like it's with David Goggins. I love David Goggins, but no beginner will properly be able to like take in all of his advice.
No.
Like you have to have that mindset.
Take a moment for gay and trans equality.
We're good, thank you.
You need the mentality, you need to have that motivation, that drive to become better, that you want to change your life. Because without those things, all this motivation is not going to help that much.
Yeah, having strong values, I feel like, is the part that helps. Because like Goggins, I think his values were like, all right, I'm going to just not be a small little guy anymore.
Right.
Or like, I actually want to go to the military. Because yeah, he is a lot to handle at first. It's like, this dude is... he's intense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like maybe starting out with somebody smaller. Because I started out, like Tim Ferriss was somebody that I listened to for a little while. Mm-hmm. I listened to a couple of other people like The Art of Charm. I started out with like the Red Pill like game. I don't know if you know much about that.
Yeah.
But like that's where I started out, was because I want to learn how to pick up women. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, okay, well, this is almost too manipulative for me. I was like, I need to do something a little bit different to be able to spread that positivity. Because I feel like self-help and self-development is just, it's a journey that we have to take every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something where it's like the mentality could be there, but it's also like it kind of needs to maybe not be like, there needs to be some higher reason as to why you're doing it. Like I do it because I want to make sure that my family is always taken care of and that I never feel small ever again.
That's a great reason.
Whereas
that's also one of my main motivators, because I love my family so much, and just knowing the system and economy and the way it's heading, It genuinely pains my heart that I can't do anything about it right now. And that's one of my main motivating factors that pushes me forward. But it also took so long to find those motivating factors. And it wasn't because someone told me to be better. It was because I wanted to do something for the people I love and myself.
Yes, like it's taking care of us first and being like, okay, I don't like where I'm at. I need to figure out how I can get to somewhere else. And then once I get to that next place, it's like, all right, well, I still want to make sure that everybody else that I know is also taken care of.
Right.
So it's really a lifelong journey, I would say. And not everybody's going to get it. At least that's what I've come to realize. Like my family members, people close to me, they didn't understand. It's like, why are you reading all these books? Why are you focusing so much on personal growth, self-development? And I'm just like, because what else is there? Like, am I supposed to just be the same that I always was? I've never enjoyed that idea.
Right.
I've always felt like I could do more. I feel like everybody can do more if they truly want it. It just takes time, like anything does in life.
takes a lot of things to come together. Like, for since we were talking about David Goggins, like, his main thing was that, like, he truly hated himself as he was and wanted that change. So I guess every person just needs to find that change or that reason for change, and then they could actually properly absorb all this stuff on social media. That's my opinion.
I'd have to agree with you there, because it takes away that aspect of he is, like, he hated himself so much, and I feel like I was the same way. I hated myself so much for the person that I was, mm-hmm. and I wanted to become somebody that I could actually be proud of, that when I looked at that person in the mirror, it was like, okay, this guy right here, I'm proud of the things that I've done. And I feel like Goggins was probably the same way when, like, he was, what, 250 pounds overweight or something like that? Like,
yeah.
Big guy.
Didn't even want him in the SEALs, and he proved it wrong.
Exactly. And that's why, like, I do the things that I do, is because I want to show that, like, if you truly want something, you can make it happen. It's just...
I truly believe that.
That's where I'm at, too. It's too often, I think, we let other people's opinions come into our mind, like, oh, you can't do this. Somebody's like, oh, you'll never walk again, or you'll never get into the Marines. And then it's like, all right, watch me. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's actually something I want to talk about in one of my videos. Just, like, to shut out all the noise, including your own, like, thoughts and stuff in your mind. Because even when you shut out all the people, all the social media, there's still your inner thoughts that are, like, controlling you, that have been built in from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And just years of growing, right? So... for me personally, the first step to becoming better was just shutting all the noise out, and then I can truly see what I want and what I want to do. Why I want to do it.
Did you figure out a good way to shut out that noise, or are you still kind of working on it? Because I feel like I'm working on it myself a little bit too.
It's a constant progress, but definitely one of the first things I did was I just, like, deleted all my social medias off of my phone,
mm-hmm.
because of how addicting it is and how much noise it fills you up with. And then I also stopped talking to a lot of the people that were just there. We weren't, like, properly friends. We didn't benefit each other. We didn't give each other value. And I know that kind of sounds bad at first, but the people around you are what make you and your future. So it's always important to choose your friends carefully and your closest ones.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I've had to let go of a lot of people, like a lot of friends, family members, just because we just don't have the same, I guess, vision.
Right.
And it's just like, it's my life, so I should be able to live it how I want to live it, regardless of how maybe somebody else wants me to live it. And I feel like everybody's always projecting what you should do, how you should be, the things you should study, the things you should read. Just like, well, how about I just read the things that I want to read? Like, how about I just do the things that I want to do and see where that takes us?
Because in the end, it is your life, and you're going to be the one that's living it and dying in the end. So why spend all that time and energy doing what other people want when they're also just going to die? They're just going to pass away.
Yeah, I've never understood it. Like,
it's something that takes a long time to understand fully. To fully understand yourself. Because most of the time it's just, like, built into us, like, ever since the beginning. Like, you're born, you start going to school, everyone tells you to do this, do that, and you're just instantly put into this system of doing and not actually knowing what you want to do and why you want to do it.
Yeah, I've figured out how to do the things that I want to do by trial and error, by testing out certain things. It's like, well, should I try this or should I do that? And then also digging back into my childhood and being like, well, what did I always do when I was a kid? And I think before we started talking a little bit, it was just like, you said that you always had it, like, you're always making videos when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
I was the exact same way. Like, 4 or 5 years, like, I had a camera in my hand. I was making videos of, like, my grandma or whatever, maybe, or, like, my friends, and, like, they weren't great, but they were, it was something that I enjoyed doing.
Yeah, and those are the most important videos,
exactly,
if you ask me.
Well, those are the videos that you start out with, and it's just like, society told me not to do the videos. It's like, oh, don't post these, don't do this. It's just like, and that was that conditioning that I had to break and be like, well, if I want to make videos, like, I got to go make videos myself.
Right.
And do it the way that I want to do it. Because mm-hmm. everybody's going to tell you, oh, do this or don't do that. And I'm wondering, those videos in the very beginning, they are much, I'd say, better, because it's those first steps. Those first initial steps are always the hardest. Once you overcome those first steps, I feel like everything just becomes a lot easier.
Exactly. Once you get through that first, like, initial phase of, like, oh, you want it really badly because it's something new and releases a lot of dopamine, and then you have that big crash of not wanting to do it anymore because it's hard of all of a sudden. Once you get past that step, it's just uphill. And it's like, yeah, like I said, it's again, thanks to those first videos that you get that practice in. Because without those first videos, you're not gonna know what to do. There's also this, there was a study that I read in Atomic Habits on how a professor made his students split into two groups. And one group had to post as many pictures as possible for their photography class, and the other had the whole semester to basically perfect one picture. And the ones that had the most pictures taken had the best pictures compared to the ones that spent the whole semester.
Because each photo that you take, you just make a small little adjustment that makes it a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better.
Exactly. It compounds. That's the whole idea behind Atomic Habits, how those small habits can compound over time. It's just like how 1% better every day is such a big improvement in everyone's lives.
Yeah. Too often I would associate and believe, like, okay, I'm just going to make it to the top of the mountain in a single step. And it's like, that's not how it works. Like, it's just taking that one step at a time to help me get to the place that I want to get to. 1% better every day, one step better every day, whatever it may be. Because I feel like that it does compound upon itself. And I think that's the part that at least has held some of my friends back and maybe held me back before as well too, was I just didn't take that first step. I didn't post that first video because I was worried about what somebody would think or say or whatever it may be. And then that's back to the conditioning of, like, well, this is just, those aren't my thoughts. That's just somebody else putting the thoughts into my own head. How do I feel about myself? If I feel good, then most likely.
That's the most important part.
Exactly.
It's very hard to just, like, stop caring about other people's opinions. But that's the first thing I did when I started school this semester, because it's my first year in college. And I took a gap year before that. And there was just so much going on in my head that I just couldn't deal with school or other people. And then I honestly didn't think I was going to go back to school. And then I started getting better and I had people help me. And then I decided to take the step of going back into school, even though I know it's not going to be the most beneficial for me, but I still had good reasons. So the first day of class, the first thing I did was, in the first 5 minutes, when the professor was talking, I just started talking with her, with the class. And I thought I had the worst social anxiety in the world, but in that first 5 minutes, I completely broke it. And thanks to that first 5 minutes, I no longer have social anxiety.
Speaking of which,
after that 5 minutes, I was able to talk with anyone in the class, whenever I wanted, including the other classes. And now that's just been a reoccurring thing.
Isn't it kind of funny how that works? How you just do that one, like, as soon as you do it once, it's like, right. Oh, okay. That was I didn't die. Like, I'm still here. Like, exactly. I'm breathing. Okay. it compounds and it just keeps going and going.
Like, I was not expecting that because my social anxiety was a huge factor in holding me back, and also it held my real personality back. So no one would actually know who I was, even if they did know me somewhat. But after that, now I truly feel like myself and I can be myself, like, whenever, wherever, with whoever. So breaking that first step was the most beneficial factor for me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Because I've kept myself so small and in the dark for so long because I didn't want to intimidate other people. I didn't want to be like, well, this kid's too ambitious, he's too big, he's whatever, maybe whatever words that I would use to describe myself. And other people had told me a little bit too, and I was just like, that's not who I am. Why not be the person that I actually am meant to be and see how far that can take me? And then actually let people see me for who I am and see how far that gets me. It's terrifying, man, because it's like, well, then if I truly do get rejected and something does happen, then it's like, well, what am I left with? Like, it's almost like the last nail in the coffin, and something that I didn't want. It's just I've started to realize after doing these videos and after going out and, like, starting to talk with more people, it's like everybody's, I would say, receptive. Mm-hmm. Everybody is wanting to, I feel like, help. Obviously, there's those small people that are going to be, like, not wanting to, but I think in the mass majority of people that I run into, they're much more kind and caring and compassionate and, like, willing to lend a helping hand, kind of like yourself today.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because right now I'm also, like, trying to get used to filming in public more. That's still something, like, that social anxiety that's holding me back, but I'm sure I'll just get over it, like, today, tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, I don't know. I just gotta practice more, that's the whole thing.
Exactly.
Because this is my first time ever, like, trying to record, vlog, and, like, get clips in public. And just in cinematography, it definitely makes it much more nicer and natural, so that is something I need to get on top of.
Yeah, it's terrifying, because it's like I had to practice for months, maybe not months, but like a couple of weeks. Like, I'd go out on my bike and I just hold the camera out like this or something like that, or I'd go on a run and I just hold the camera out, and then I'd walk around and I was just like, what am I so afraid of? And then I ran into some people, like, when I was walking, like, are you recording? I was like, yeah. They're like, okay. And, like, that was it. Like, or my mind created this whole scenario where it was just like, are you recording? It's like, yeah. And then, like, it's just like, oh, you can't be doing this. And it just went down this, like, spiral of, like, I've started to realize it's just like, that's not how it is. Mm-hmm. That was just a trick that my mind was playing on me of, like, hey, you shouldn't do this because people are going to react this way. And then it's like, nobody reacts in the ways that, like, I thought that they would originally.
Yeah, the imaginative power of the brain is pretty impressive. That's what I've noticed. Most people don't even care. They forget about it 10 minutes later.
If that, like, they might not even remember it 5 minutes later.
Exactly.
Which is the crazy part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, it's fun. And the imagination is something that once I feel like we get on, like, our mind under control, it makes everything so much easier. Mm-hmm. Like, so much easier. Because, like, if I was, if that was the thoughts that I was having in my head, that everything is going to go bad, then why not I just shift those thoughts to everything's going to go good?
Right.
And then see where that leads me instead.
Exactly. Because the thought of fear and what could potentially happen holds back so much potential and opportunity. It's something that's one of the main first crucial steps in anything, honestly. Like, becoming better in making friends, going to school, getting a job, like, anything you can think of.
Yeah, fear is always it's the scariest thing. Like, I was watching Harry Potter just recently, and I was like, Harry was terrified of Voldemort, and yet he defeated him and, like, jumped off the cliff. And I'm like, well, if we just face our fears, that's where I feel like happiness and all these other, like, good emotions and feelings and thoughts and whatever it may be are on the other side of fear.
Right.
It's just facing that fear, which is the hard part.
Yeah, but once you can face it, then the rest is easy. It's just like my social anxiety example. Like, the moment I faced it properly and not just tried to get away with it, it just completely went away. My entire belief system of that just disappeared. And I was able to reinvent myself and also come out as my true self.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, it feels good being able to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely something great too. Not a lot of people put focus onto that, put energy into it.
No, they don't want to have that their true self seen, mm-hmm. Which is, it's sad. It's really, really sad.
I feel like most people are more stuck in, like, that first survival instinct state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why most people are just, like, trying to cruise on by, just flow through life, you know, and not put too much thought into themselves or others. But the moment, like, you start getting past that, then that's where the real change and development comes from. That's what I've seen in myself.
I'm right there with you, man. Because, yeah, like, I would always, like, look at the external and be like, okay, this is the problem. Mm-hmm. Which is like, well, what if the problem's actually an internal thing? What if it's something that I have to look inside and figure out that solution and realize that all the fears that I have are actually within me, and me just facing them outside in the actual world is like, it's two completely different things. And it's just like, well, I do it here and now I don't have social anxiety. I don't have this fear. So it's a different concept that I wish I could convey it to more people, and it sounds like you understand it, which is...
That's the goal, convey it onto more people. That's also my main goal right now, right? Well, what I want to be doing and what I'm working for right now.
Is to help convey just the self-awareness of oneself type of thing?
Because I was also in that exact spot I was describing where nothing was able to help me and I was in such a bad spot that I had to just go through so much and read through so much books, research, and watch so many videos that an entire year passed in the blink of an eye until I could finally find like the few stuff that I needed at that moment, because everyone was too focused on just telling me to be better.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. It's just like,
exactly,
dude, I'll do it when the time, like, I think we do need those pushes and the encouragement. I do think though that it does come with our own time. Like, it comes when we're like, all right, I'm making this decision to go back to school, to start YouTube, to go to the gym, whatever it may be, read the first book, and then at that point, that's when things, I think, start to change.
Right.
Whereas if we don't do those things, then nothing ever does change. Mm-hmm. And we stay at the exact same place that we were at. Like, I could have stayed watching anime, playing video games, and never actually changed my life.
That was me.
I was like, I needed to do something a little bit different. I just, deep down, I felt like I was built for more. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I've just tried to find that out through awareness and introspection.
Exactly. I believe every person has a lot of potential in them. They just need to see it first. And the moment you start seeing it, you're like, oh, wow, I can do this, I can do that. I am able to do this. If I work on this, I can achieve that. The moment you start seeing a glimpse of that potential, then you want to be better.
Exactly. And maybe the hard part is finding that potential, finding a way to bring that out in somebody. Because if they, like, most people, like, I talked with a couple of people before I ran into you, and they were not forward at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then when I ran into you, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm cool. Like,
yeah,
let's give this a go.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people aren't used to just having random people come up on them and be like, hey, want to be in a video? But this is something I want to be doing, like, find more people with my passions and dreams and stuff like that, you know?
And I think there's a lot more of those people out there.
You just gotta know how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like using the right bait in the right pond. Like, everything has to be in a very specific area and set up in a specific manner.
It's actually really good. I didn't even really necessarily consider it that way.
It's better to try something and fail than... What was that word? I forgot the word, but like... resent yourself for the rest of your life for not taking the action. I forgot the word.
It's not resentment, is it?
It's not.
Sacrifice, giving something away. So
regret.
Regret.
There it is. That's the most commonly used word, and I forgot, but yeah. I was going to ask, how often are you here on campus?
So this is my second time coming to this campus.
Really?
Yeah.
Just starting or just new to campus?
Yeah, so just starting. I was I needed to go to places where there was people that I could talk with.
Campus is always a great spot.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like college kids, plus you guys understand social media a lot more than like...
Oh yeah, we live on social media.
Exactly.
Most people do.
So I was like, if you guys are here, maybe there is like, maybe you guys would be more inclined to want to be in a video of some sort, was what my thought process was. It was either that or like I move somewhere where there's a beach and then I can go to the beach all the time. Like,
oh, that's such a good place too.
Because it needs to be somewhere where there's people.
Right. You just gotta like know which type of student you wanna be looking out for, because a lot of people have classes back to back and they're just running around.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice little 2 hour long gap between my classes, so I was just reading.
Like,
Yeah. That was from a marketing book, actually, that I read, .com Secrets.
Oh, Russell Brunson, yeah.
Yeah, I love his books.
Right? Dude, I haven't read it. Like, I was looking, because I was Expert Secrets was one of the other books that I was reading too. Because for the longest time, I was like, he's like, you can be an expert in whatever field that you're in. But I always thought that I needed to be the best, like the best of the best, before I could provide some sort of value to other people.
Right, that is also something I'm trying to break through right now.
I'm starting to see that, like, if I'm just like a little bit better, it doesn't have to be that much. Like, if I just have some sort of value to provide somebody that's just getting started out, because that's what people did for me when I first started out. They were just giving me a little bit more than what I knew to help me get to where I needed to get to.
Right. It's just that imposter syndrome is really bad, and you need to really train on removing that. Mm-hmm. Which is the whole reason why I'm going to be posting as much stuff as possible with my vlogs and my journey through this project. Because I want to be keeping myself accountable, and I want to be getting rid of that imposter syndrome. Because right now, my main thing is, I'm average, and I don't want to be average.
Yep. Like, I want to be extraordinary.
And I'm working towards not being average. And that alone is just a little bit better, like you said. And it might be enough to provide a little bit of value. And that's all I need.
I don't know if you just... I just picked up on her saying she had a little bit of imposter syndrome herself as well, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
So, it's... I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like everybody has that small little bit of imposter syndrome within themselves. And I feel like the more that we do things that make us uncomfortable or... Well, I guess the thing that I was learning the other day was it's like the imposter comes because like the internal version, like the internal self, doesn't feel comfortable, doesn't believe that he or she or the one on the inside, the man on the inside, doesn't feel comfortable with whatever is being given to them on the outside. So being able to realize that, like, if you can equal the man on the inside to equal the man on the outside, then it kind of removes that imposter syndrome.
Right.
At least that's the way that I've been trying to go about doing that.
You just got to prove it to yourself that you've done things other people haven't done, and you're doing things to be better, and you are improving. The moment you prove that to yourself, you can feel the imposter syndrome fading away. It comes back later, but for that moment, it fades away. And then you gotta provide it new proof whenever you achieve something. And that's how you keep it at bay. That's how I keep it at bay.
Is by just giving small little, like, testing things to help you overcome that.
That was like another thing I learned in Atomic Habits. Like, the more stuff you do, the more stuff you prove to yourself that you're doing. And it's better, basically.
It builds
it. Yeah, that just keeps the imposter syndrome at bay, basically.
Builds that self-confidence within yourself.
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah, because I guess the more that you do to break certain beliefs or understandings, the better you start to become. I like it.
Exactly. For some people.
Yes.
Maybe not everyone, but...
No, that's perfectly okay. Some people are, some people aren't so much.
Yeah, everyone is different. That's the whole thing about it. The whole thing that the internet doesn't get. Everyone is different.
Yeah. I think people are similar. Like, we have similar interests, like YouTube for one thing.
Right.
Or like self-development, Goggins, habits. Like, those things we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we've had different upbringings, so we'll have different outcomes or experiences to said thing.
Right. Everyone grows up differently, lives differently, has different environments. Their minds work differently. How they understand things works differently. So this whole idea behind just, like, following trends, I don't really like it that much. Just because, like, with the self-improvement trend, you know? One guy says one thing, everyone else starts saying the same thing he said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very helpful to the people that don't understand that one thing. It's like, that's also been the main flaw for me in, like, school systems. With, like, high school, middle school, it's a classroom of 30, 40 kids. Teacher quickly teaches one thing. If you don't get it, good luck. It's your job to study even more.
Yeah, it's your job to understand this concept or this idea.
Exactly.
That's the hard part. Like, I think you did it right by stepping away from school and then coming back to school, because I just went in and I was like, I'll just figure this out. And I almost feel like it's better to kind of step away and be like, well, what do I actually want to do? Like, what are the things that I find joy and enjoyment in? Passion, excitement, like, what are those things?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I do more of those?
It's a long process, that's for sure. It doesn't happen in an instant.
No.
I always want it to happen in an instant, but looking back, that it took that entire gap year for me to like start setting things straight, like my mindset and what I want to do. And I'm still young. I'm still only 19. I'm still maturing, you know? So like every day I'm understanding new things that I didn't understand yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The more I mature, the more I just get better.
Yeah.
Everything like starts fastening, I guess, or speeding up.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of factors, and it's just you gotta respect the time.
True.
It takes.
Time means everything. And for you to understand that at 19, dude, like, that's an accomplishment within itself.
This is still brand new. I just started understanding this. Because it's great, like, wishing that something happened instantly, like, planning, like, oh, I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna do that, and in, like, 1 month, I'm gonna be a millionaire. It's so fun, but you gotta, it's like, after a while, you start respecting the time it takes.
Yeah.
And if I was talking to you, like, 3 months ago, I might have not been respecting the time it takes.
Dude, yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Because, yeah, 3-6 months ago, I couldn't have been doing the things that I'm doing right now. Like, it would not have even, like, it crossed my mind, and I think it's good to have those big ideas and big ambitions of, like, oh, I want to be a millionaire in 3 months. Because at least that's, like, better than being like, well, I'll be happy making $60,000 a year, or whatever it may be. And if that's what you want to do, like, by all means, like, I have nothing wrong with that. It's just,
yeah, some people are more happy just following the system, but personally, I know I won't be happy if I also follow that system.
Yep. And they're right there with you. Because it's just like, they say, oh, go get the job, get married, have the kids. It's just like, there's got to be more. Like,
there's got to be, right?
That's what I would think.
Like, there's 8 billion people on this humongous planet floating in space. But there's so much stuff going on that I would never be satisfied with just going to school, getting a decent job, and living out the rest of my life. I want to be out there doing stuff for the world. And for myself, providing for my family. There's so much stuff I could be doing. As long as I'm using my potential and putting in effort. Because I can see that potential. And it took a long time for me to first see it, and then actually acknowledge it. Because even if I was able to see it, for a long time I didn't acknowledge it to the point I should have been. So instead of using 100% of my potential, I would be stuck at 10, 20, 30, maybe 30% potential, because that's where I was comfortable at. I didn't want to be doing too much stuff at that time because mentally I was in such a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where that my gap year came in. Very helpful. Because in that gap year, I had a mentor. I actually had 2 mentors that just guided me through it. And I didn't mess up. I did fuck up a few times. I did better, fucked up again. But it's thanks to those that I was able to work. That's the whole point. You can't have a perfect life. If you do, there's no improvement.
No, I think too often I've seen people that are afraid of failure and afraid of making a fool of themselves or fucking up or, like, just doing something wrong. Because it's like, oh, it's going to be the end of the world. It's like, no. Like, that's kind of how you learn. It's kind of how we grow.
Worst case scenario, one guy's going to be like, ha. That's it.
Yep. And most likely that person you'll never meet, you'll never know, you'll never see. Like, they'll just be kind of there.
I used to go home early, bro.
Unless if you say some really bad stuff on the internet, then you're gonna have the entire cancel culture just trying to send you death threats. Yeah. But
that whole thing, hey. Like, that whole thing is just it's out of control. It's just, I don't get why people feel like they have to cancel other people. It's just like we were saying earlier, there's so many people and they're all their own individual person, and now you're trying to tell this person not to be who they are because you want them to conform to your way of thinking. It's just like now you're making them not amount to their full potential. And I get that, like, certain things you probably shouldn't say and do, obviously. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not so obvious to some people. But yeah, it's just like, taking those steps and I guess finding, like, just doing what feels right to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like having the conversation, like, I feel like when I started and I first came, like, I had an idea, as I was telling you, like, to do this, like, somebody writes a note, pass it on to somebody else, and I was like, it just didn't feel right. Like, I felt like I needed to do something else. And that's what I was like, all right, let's figure something else out. And then saw a dude that was dancing on campus. I was like, okay, hey, that's pretty cool.
Was
like,
the guy back there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was busting some nice moves.
I was like, that dude has some balls. Like, he's out here, like, doing freestyle, doesn't give a damn in the world.
Not a lot of people could do that.
No.
Those or even just record themselves at all.
Yeah. Right?
Because he has a tripod set up in the
room. I thought you were like, so lucky.
Respect. Right? That's respect.
I was like, I got mad respect for that guy that's able to do that. Because most people, like, when I look around, I don't see people that would do those types of things.
Exactly. I'm still struggling to do it.
Dude, it's hard. It's very, very hard. Mm. So that's why I was like, if we could find something. I'm trying to figure out, because, like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, where you're at exactly. Because, like, you've been doing this for a while. You clearly have a good understanding of, like, how things work. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out if there's something that we could both try to be able to overcome some aspect.
That's a good idea.
And I'm trying to...
where I feel like I'm currently at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right at that stage where I'm switching from consuming to producing. Because I've consumed enough to where my brain won't even allow me to watch any more videos on YouTube. So I've just been fed up, and this is just like that switching point. Like, it's just from this point on, it's just all producing, just creativity, just create.
Yeah, because I think you do have to consume for a very, like, a decent amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like, you do have to consume, and then once you get to that certain point, it's like, okay, I don't have to consume anymore. Like, I can actually create it, and I can create. Because I think there's two types of people. I was talking to this with a couple of my friends the other day. I was like, we have consumers and we have creators. Right. So it's just like, which one are you going to be? And I've always, I'd rather be a creator than a consumer. So I was like, let's go that route. Let's see where that leads us.
And producers make the world, literally. They create, the rest of us consume. But when consuming, you also have to be careful with it, because when you're consuming the things you want to be doing, it still releases that dopamine, like, you are doing it. So then you could get trapped in that loop of always setting yourself up to do something and never actually being able to do it.
Exactly.
And that's something I dealt with my entire life. And just now I'm finally breaking through it.
Dude, that's awesome. But at 19, you'd be able to breaking through that. Like, if I've talked with people in their 40s or 50s, and they're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. They don't understand. And I'm just like, they get so stuck. They feel like, oh, well, I can't change because I've been doing this for 20, 30 years. And maybe when I get up to that point, I'll understand it better. But, like, me being 27, it's just like, I see that and I look at it, I'm like, you have the option. Like, if you want to change, you can change.
Right. I do understand that it's a lot harder when you're at a certain age, just because of all that life experience and that risk factor. Like, if you're in your 50s and you have a whole family, it's going to be much harder for you to quit your job and start pursuing something you want to be doing, or sacrificing your free time with your family and your loved ones to do a hobby that could potentially turn into something good. But it is much harder. But in my case, I'm still young. I've had the privilege to just focus on school, don't have to pay rent or for food, anything like that. So my risk factor, I can go all the way and I would still be fine.
Which, yeah, dude, I guess when you start having kids and dogs and other responsibilities, it's a lot harder to go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're young and starting out, or you've saved up enough money, like myself, it's just like, well, let's try this. Like, let's see what happens.
Let's do it.
Like, I never took a gap here. I went straight into school and worked all the way up until 27. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, all right, well, I've worked long enough. Like, let's mix this up. Let's try something else.
Right.
Do something a little bit different.